Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by Shorebirds utility man DJ Layton. And DJ, great to chat with you. You're coming off a pretty good opening weekend in Salem, too. Really good starts, a lot of good moments for you early. So how are you feeling through the first weekend of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling good. I know we have a great group of coaches, great group of players, young players. Really exciting to see how much farther we can go into the season. I hope we can carry this momentum into this first home opening series and just play some good baseball. I'm excited for it.
Friday was your first start as a single-A baseball player, and you had a pretty good game. You reached base four times. Your first hit was a triple. And how good did it feel for your first hit to be a three-bagger that drove in a run? Because that was a pretty big inning for you guys.
It felt pretty good. It felt really, really good to get up there. I didn't really have any nerves at all. I tell you what, I saw my mom before the game, and that just took all my nerves away. So I got up there, felt confident, got a good pitch to hit, felt good about it, and I hit the ball and just started running.
Okay, so you have quite the supportive family. Obviously, they were there to support you that last weekend in Salem. So how big is their support, especially having your parents and your family in the stands for that first game?
And it is absolutely everything. You only go as far as the people around you want you to go, and I've always had a great support group around me, from my coaches, family, friends. Even my brother always pushing me and always just being there backing me up. They're always in my corner. They're my biggest fans, but also my biggest critics.
You were drafted out of high school, chose to pass up college ball at Southern Mississippi. How tough of a decision was that for you to start your pro ball career right out of high school?
I mean, it was a pretty tough decision, but I also got to realize that the program that I'm coming into, the organization, and how good the farm system is. The Orioles do a really, really tremendous job of developing young talent and really believing in their guys. And they have a great front office, great group of coaches around us that really believe in us and really want us to strive and really do the best that we can on and off the field.
You began your pro career last year, played the entire season down in the complex. You also played in the spring breakout game last year for the Orioles. So what was your main takeaways from pro ball in your first year?
It really is a process. You have to have patience. You can't rush it. I've got to realize I am a very, very young player. I've got time. Time is on my side, and I just really have to trust the people around me that they know what they're doing, and I can only give as much as I want to, so I have to push myself each and every day. Craig Albert, as our big league manager, always says day one, and each day for me is day one to prove myself and to get better and better each and every day.
And it feels like you've got a pretty good coaching staff around you guys as well, pushing you with Adonis Smith as the manager. So what's it been like working with this group of coaches, even this group of players too?
Yeah, I mean, the culture in the clubhouse, on and off the field, the energy that we have, the vibe that we have, it's amazing. We feel like a really good family. It's really comfortable. It's really easy to come in and out of the stadium knowing that these guys have my back and they want the best for me.
Now, the one thing about you is you've played multiple positions. Drafted as a shortstop, but you made a start in center field last week. You also started at shortstop, and it feels like there's a lot of positions you can play. So how important is that versatility to your game?
It is, for me, it's everything. I know that if I get a chance to go in the big leagues and I have to play center field, left field, right field, wherever, I'm going to take the opportunity. So versatility for me is everything, and I want to continue to be as versatile as I can. So that way I can just get on the field, and it doesn't really matter to me where it is. I just want to make sure that I have my chance to play.
Talking with DJ Layton of the Shorebirds. Before I let you go, I want to ask about your great-grandfather. Clifford Layton was a member of the Negro Leagues Baseball Hall of Fame. So baseball seems to run in your blood quite a bit. So how cool is it to have, obviously, a player of that much significance to the game of baseball, and what has he meant to you and your family?
Yeah, man, it is absolutely everything to me, knowing that I have him in my family. And that I can always look back and realize what he had to go through to get to where he was. And it kind of realizes for me that how easy I have it. And I never take anything for granted, knowing that he was there for me and that he wants the best, that he wanted the best for me. So whenever I got drafted, it was a kind of like surreal moment for me. And even though he wasn't there for me, it was really like his dream for me to get drafted. And now it's also kind of passed on to my younger brother.
Really good stuff, DJ. Thank you for the time and best of luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
DJ Layton, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.